is the base jump comedy part of it. Yo, that sh- is babies.
This week presenting
three very tough cunts from Australasia,
featuring
Megan Connolly, Mo Mun, and Ralph Hilaga.
Order up in three, two, one.
All right. What? Welcome back.
Jesus Christ.
This is Tough Cut Tips, where tough cuts give tips because what? We're tough cuts.
Shit.
I got two special friends with me today. Along with me, my name's Marty. The toughest cunt from North Melbourne. Yeah, I'm on the tough side of North Melbourne. I've been as tough as I've been since in my whole 45 years. But enough about me. Check out my friend here on my left.
Oh, yeah. Hey, guys. My name's Chad. I'm 15 going on 16 and I have four girlfriends. I'm just happy to be here. I'm really tough because I can take a beating really well.
Yeah, you do take a really good beating.
Yeah. Look, if anyone could take a beating, it's me. Just ask my friend Jello and my other mate, Beniflick.
Yeah, they've been like... Yeah, Jello and Ben Affleck.
Yeah, they're my mates. No, they don't have anything related to J-Lo or Ben Affleck. I found them. They're in my hood. Anyway, if any of my girls, Stacey, Lacey, Pacey, and Sabrina are listening, I love you girls.
Well, I hope you guys are listening. We got another friend over here on my right.
All right, I'm Bernard. I'm a real hard cunt. I'm from Wainui. I'm old, so I've seen a lot of shit, and I'm probably the toughest cunt there is. I'm feeling very, very blessed to be here. I've also got feelings, but I'm only going to share those if we get vulnerable as a group together.
It's so nice to meet you, man. I've heard a lot about you as the coolest, oldest, tough cunt in the tri-state area.
Yeah, well, back in my day, it was hard to be a tough cunt. You needed a tough cunt diploma, you know. You need to beat up at least three people a week.
Oh no, that's crazy. That's so insane.
Yeah, I heard you beat up like your first three people in like your first hour on the streets of Wainui.
I did actually.
This was like back in 1981.
It was back in the 80s. I had a thing against shoulder pads, so I saw a couple of people wearing shoulder pads, and I beat them up. And the reason I don't like shoulder pads is because shoulders should really only be one thickness. Why the fuck would you put more shit on top of your shoulders? It makes no fucking sense. Fucking assholes.
Actually, it's really funny because I heard that you don't like people that wear platform shoes or Kim Kardashian because she's got extra stuff on her.
That's correct. You know, like, why stick more shit to your feet? You know, you're either short or you're tall. Get over it, man. You know, and Kim Kardashian, what the fuck is that? I've never heard of that.
Oh, she's like a really like hot and sexy influencer. You know, she just got a BBL, backside butt implants. It's really crazy. I think I'm going to get my girls to do that.
Yeah, I hear you also like automatically beat people up when you hear Duran Duran when walking down the street.
I do.
Or anything that sounds like a synthesizer.
Anything that reminds me of those tough cunt years brings back the old tough cunt in me.
So it was only those years that you were like a tough cunt. Are you a reformed tough cunt now?
Well, I found emotions. You know, some people find God, I found emotions.
Well, you say you found them. Like, where did you find them, though? Like, well, I actually heard there was in your backyard under a tree labelled gold.
Yeah, that is exactly what happened. There was a tree that had the label gold stuck to it in my back garden. And at the bottom of that, I found a bucket full of emotions. I drank that bucket up. And now, you know, it's okay to fucking cry, all right? It's okay to fucking cry. I'm still a tough cunt, though.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't cried ever. Like, when I came out of the womb, I was just a normal guy with great hair, and I never cried once. And my mum loved me so much. She beat the shit out of me. And, you know, that's why I'm such a tough cunt. And but I feel like feelings, I haven't grown into that yet. My brain hasn't stopped growing.
Yeah, because I can see that your brain is like...
Yeah, it's oozing out of my ears.
It's oozing out of your ears.
Yeah. No, I'm, you know, from constant beatings from everybody around me, it's crazy because, Yeah, actually, I've started getting this thing called brain leakage. I don't know if you've heard of it, and it's hard to understand what that means just from the name, but really things are leaking out of my brain. I wake up in the morning and I have to wash my pillows. It's like wetting your bed, but it's from your ears, and it's actually just my brain compartmentalizing and falling out of the closest orifice.
I heard you started selling those pillowcases to make a profit.
Yeah, I've been selling them on brain.net for people that have a brain kink. And really like juices and sauce. So I've been, you know, selling them on there and trying to get a sexy coin just to you know, help myself out because I want to go to university. I want to get my tough cunt diploma.
Honestly, I heard that those pillows that with the brain matter on them were pretty good fucking quality.
Oh, yeah.
I heard through the grapevine, obviously. I myself haven't bought one of them and don't use it every night.
Oh.
But, yeah, 10 out of 10 would buy again.
Yeah, I've had... Are you Shardy Party number 9?
Maybe. Maybe not.
Oh, yeah, no, because I just got some really good reviews from that guy.
No, that was me. That was me. That was me. I'm tough cunt. I'm a hard cunt, but I'm also Shardy Party number 9.
Oh, it's so great to meet you. I wish I'd put 2 and 2 together earlier.
Honestly, man, I love your work.
Oh,
yeah, I love your work.
Thanks. It's involuntary, but thanks, man. Do you find that the lavender on the pillowcases, which is what my brain leakage smells like, is actually helps to calm you down after a day of tough cunting?
It really does. It really does. When I've been out there beating up people that remind me of the 80s, I like to go home to my lavender brain pillow and it just makes me I nod right off.
Hit on the pillow immediately out, eh?
Immediately out. Yeah. Just like if I punched myself, you know, that's what it feels like.
Like a knockout sleep. You should try somebody.
Well, look, I've been kind of like trying to get into the game of selling pillows as well, but I'm trying to do like... The blow-up doll version of it. So I get a blow-up doll and I piss on it.
That's lucrative. It's really lucrative. Yeah, I heard that actually you're just using scarecrows you found in the farm.
Yeah.
And
where,
that's
where I grew up in North Melbourne, full of farms. I got all the scarecrows, which are really just the homeless people on like Carlton.
Yeah, Carlton area. Yeah, yeah.
Holy shit, mate. Are you the guy that does the piss scarecrows? Yeah. Holy fuck. I love your work
that's
as well.
That's how tough of a cunt I am.
Holy shit. I love that stuff.
I get all the pretentious hipsters on Grafton Street.
That's so crazy because I heard you went to a market recently down St Kilda and you got brutally almost murdered.
Yeah. God, it almost turned me on.
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing about being a tough cunt that people don't understand. And, and you know, as a 15, almost 16-year-old, I know what it's like to be turned on.
No, but my favourite thing about being a tough cunt is, like, I really like seeing people cry. I love making them cry.
Oh, yeah, that's
like,
the best.
Like, last week, I saw this family, and I was like, oh, am I going to get this family? And so I went up to them, and I paid their student loans.
I heard you also...
Now they got no more debt. They were crying like a madman. I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you, I'm pretty sure you put their grandma that they had been looking after full time into a really good, you know, nursing home. And
yeah, fuck her. She deserved it.
Yeah, I heard that too. I heard that you also went to the hospital and paid for everyone's surgeries.
Yeah.
And that there was just so many tears. What a tough cunt move,
it
man.
It was so, like, even though, like, they were already paid for by the government, I was like, you know what?
Even the government cried, man. It was that fucking beautiful.
Yeah, now that's how you really fuck one over. That's
the state
how you
of Victoria is flooded with tears.
Yeah, Medicare doesn't know how to repay you, and they probably can't because you've paid it already. You've paid the repaid. Yeah, yeah.
It's a shame about all those tear floods, though. That is a massive natural disaster that we could have done without,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah. And people are calling it climate change, but I'm calling it too much tough cunts. There's an epidemic. I know there is, and I'm just another tough cunt in a sea of tough cunts. But, you know, if my daddy was a tough cunt, I'm going to be a tough cunt. You know, it's in the family. It's generational. You know, as a 15, almost 16-year-old.
Don't you come from like a line of Dwayne the Rock Johnsons?
Yes, a literal line of Dwayne the Rock Johnsons. All my Dwayne dads line up in our house in the morning like a drill sergeant and I have to get up and high five every single one of them and give them a big kiss on the mouth.
See, I wasn't born with tough country. I actually caught it. Like you said, it was an epidemic. I went to school one day. My teacher was being a right bastard. And like, boom, like that, I sneezed and then I was a tough cunt from year 8 onwards.
I also heard that, you've sexually transmitted it to other cunts.
Yeah, yeah. All my wives, their cunts are tough.
Yeah, there's so many calluses on their cunts.
Yeah, yeah, there are. There's a lot of calluses. They're like a rubber boot. That's what they feel like now after my massages.
They're like, it's just like Caterpillar, the thing. It's like you've got bobcats, but Caterpillar also does shoes. It's the same with tough cunts, you know?
Expand.
Well, you know the brand Caterpillar?
Yes.
Oh, they do like work stuff, like tough cunt stuff, like bobcats and cranes and stuff. You know that brand Caterpillar? Yeah, well, actually, they also do shoes actually as well. And they're not just work boots like you would expect. No, they do sandals.
Fuck, man, that's so tough. That's the toughest shit I've ever heard.
People don't look. You know, I just saw what they did and I thought, look, I've got a brain, but I've also got leakage. Maybe I can be the bobcat and my leakage can be my shoes. it's tough out there on Etsy superstores, but
back in my day, we didn't have shoes.
In the 80s.
In the 80s, we didn't have fucking shoes. There was fucking nothing back then. There was no Etsy. There was no government.
I heard in the 80s there was a lot of shopping malls though with empty stores, so they'd make the shopping malls but there was no stores.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it true your last ex-wife was Judith Collins?
It is true.
Well, she's got a tough cunt, literally. Yeah, she does. So much for this Talofa stuff, eh?
I know. She wasn't my best wife, I'm not gonna lie. Out of all of them, she was a solid 2 out of 10.
But you shaped her to what she is today. You literally shaped her from the inside out.
I mean, that cunt can take a beating, I'm not going to lie.
So you transmitted your tough cunt onto Judith, is that true?
I did. You know what? I've been trying to work my way through all of New Zealand politics.
How was Helen Clark?
Helen Clark was great.
Yeah, how did she find the beating?
She found the beating pretty good.
Of your toad.
Yeah, of her
of your chode.
Oh, my chode. Yeah, sorry. I thought you were talking about her chode and I was just got a bit confused for a moment.
Or does she have a chode too, Helen Clark?
We've all got chodes.
Yeah, we're tough cunts.
Fucking tough cunts.
You've been going around through all of the people in government and politics. I heard you and the Governor General, you turned her into a piñata.
I did. I tough cunt the shit out of her. I did.
That's so funny because the same thing happened to me. I haven't been going around the government, but I've been going around local high schools because I'm 15, almost 16, trying to just, get some girls to do my makeup. You know, I've watched Euphoria, okay? That's pretty tough.
Fuck, I love Euphoria.
Such a good show. And I thought, what's tougher than, just like you and your bucket of emotions there, mate. I thought, what's tougher than being a tough cunt? That's makeup. And it's girls putting Diamantes on my eyebrows.
There was a new generation. Scene from Euphoria. I remember those girls.
Yeah.
And they were like, they were selling those drugs in high school.
Yeah.
And I got so inspired, so I went out and beat a tough cunt. And I started like asking for donations for the Red Cross.
Yeah, that's pretty tough.
Yeah, I got like $50 in one day.
And that was a homeless man giving you money to go away, I heard.
It was. It was another one of those homeless people in North Melbourne.
Oh, they don't know how to fight, those guys, do they?
Yeah,
they don't know how to take a beating.
He had the worst of it. I paid off his student loans in the end, so we're all good.
I heard that actually made him mad because he chose to be homeless. Yeah. So you actually made someone upset, which is a real tough cunt move in my books.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah.
Once again, tears.
Yeah, I heard that actually not only are you doing the sex doll thing, the sex scarecrow thing, you're actually getting into fine Michelin dining. But with tears. How's that farming go? Is this like a Monsters, Inc. situation?
Essentially, I'm selling frozen tear ice blocks.
Holy shit, man. Are you the frozen tear ice block dude? Holy fuck. I love your work, man. I didn't realise you were the same as a scarecrow piss man. Oh, my God. Meet my idols in one day.
My daddy used to say you got to keep all your fingers in so many little pots. That's why I have all these sad ventures.
Oh, is that why you got banned from driving because there's too much ceramics in the car because you've got fingers in pots?
That's right. Yeah. So I would now stick pots around the steering wheel.
Wow.
And I just hold it there. Sometimes I'd have steering.
Yeah, my whole seat is just a putt with wheels, the whole car.
I heard that actually your house is a kiln.
A what?
A kiln.
A kiln?
You've just started making your own house, you know, yeah. and your own, yeah. You're like, I don't need to go buy a car because you can just make one out of pots.
Mm. Essentially, I get like, it's like, you know, I kind of live like a snail. I try to find.
That's tough.
I'll just squeeze into the nearest pot. Grow into it, move around, sell my frozen tear ice blocks.
I heard that actually it was actually hard for you to
the next part.
I heard actually it was a tough thing for you to get into the tear business. I heard that you were quite scared of the salt, much like a snail.
Well, don't worry, that's what a bit of piss does. It kind of makes come together, freezes up, adds a bit of flavor, and mwah, chef's kiss. Or in this case, chef's piss. It's mine. My own.
Shit, that's pretty tough, man. That's pretty tough.
I actually just have a question while I've got two really well veteraned tough cunts here. I have a question for you. What's the first day that you realised actually this was a viable career option?
For me?
Bless you, mate. That's tough. Sneezing.
The first day I realised this was a viable career option was when I got my tough cunt diploma. It had a base salary of $50,000. So when I applied for my job, I knew how much I was aiming for. I knew what my skills were, and I knew that it lined up with the job description. I also, when I bid up people from the 80s, their coins fell out of their pocket, and so I made a bit of money on that as well.
I heard also that's what they're based, like Mario Kart and all those games off, because you could just collect the coins that were just floating around.
I am that old, yes. I am the tough cunt that inspired Mario Kart.
Yeah, I heard you're actually just running around with this with a boombox that just makes the Mario noises when you jump up in the air.
Yeah. Ding. Ding. Yeah.
Fucking right I am. You're fucking right. That is, I mean, if that's not a tough cut move, what's a tough cut move, right?
You know, that's really funny because I actually heard you're also, you know, you're really conscious in the environment and you just throw your banana peels just around for them to decompose without throwing them into the trash.
Yeah, because I don't believe in trash. I'm a big fan of recycling and composting. And as a result, I like to do it just around where I am, you know. Yeah. Also, as a tough cunt, I like to set up traps just in case anyone's sneaking up on me. So it's a twofer. It's a twofer-oneer. People might slip on it and it might decompose.
It's also really good for your YouTube channel. Ha ha, look at these people tripping full funniest home videos, tough cunt edition.
That is the full name of my channel, yes. Yeah, I don't get that much traffic, but it's pretty good for that.
Yeah, it's good for the physical comedians out there, right?
Yeah. Well, I like to think of myself as funny, although no one ever has laughed at my jokes because then I beat the shit out of them if they do. Because laughter reminds me of the 80s, so.
You know what? Come to think of it, looks like you're becoming a bit sad.
You know what? I just had a sip of my tea and I forgot that I mixed the sad bucket in with the tea water. And as a result, the emotions are coming through, guys. I'm so sorry. Just give me a moment to be with my emotions. I am tough, but I am sad.
Oh, I heard that actually at your mum's funeral, you just tried to baptise your own children.
I did both of those things, yes. It is my mum's funeral. That's why I got the sad bucket out this morning, because I wanted to fucking feel those emotions. Also tried to baptise my children
in the
separately.
Sad bucket.
Yeah, in the sad bucket. Well, because the thing was, what, those little cunts weren't sad. They weren't fucking sad that grandma died.
Yeah.
Bastards. So, yeah, then I baptised them, and now they're baptised as well as sad. So I like a good twofer, as I said, a good twofer-oneer. So,
You're efficient. I'm really efficient.
I'm an efficient cunt.
Is it true you just spent most days in the afternoon watching videos of soldiers reunited with their dog?
Yeah, that's the afternoon's time for my happy bucket. So I break the happy bucket out. I sit down, watch YouTube. Soldiers with dogs. Cats with kittens. Small children eating lollies.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Have you seen the ones where Ellen DeGeneres gives people stuff? That's really eye jerker.
I do like that one. That's a bit of a sad and happy bucket mixed together. So that's why I'm a bit confused.
It's bittersweet.
Yeah. But really, the buckets are the only way I can access my emotions. I've been tough cunting for so long now that
I have a question for you. What's your secret to being a tough cunt? Like, what's like apart from the diploma and you know that the epidemic that you were forced to endure?
Yeah, yeah. So those were, I guess those are my origin stories. You know, it's like the less good Wolverine movie. That's what that would be for me. But in terms of my secret, how do I do this day to day?
Yeah, mate. How do you get up?
Yeah, I've got the words tough cunt tattooed on my forehead, which helps just in case I forget who
you
I am.
You got them backwards so you can see it in the mirror?
Yes,
the
I
right
did.
The right way round?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go, wait, what? So can other people not tell that it says tough cunt? Fuck. Or at least I know who I am, motherfuckers.
And that's the really tough cunt move.
That's my secret. What about you guys? How do you guys tough cunt every day? What are your top tips?
Lynx body spray, actually. I bathe in Africa Lynx every morning with my girls, Stacey, Lacey, Pacey and Sabrina, because I'm 15, almost 16. And I find that really sets me up for the day in a positive way. It's part of my morning routine. And, you know, if I'm not smelling pungent, people don't want to fight me. I found it's a very smell-based career.
Yeah. I take the bus every day, so whenever I use my snapper, I just top it up $5 at a time. That's how I stay tough as a cunt.
Nice.
That's nice. That's what. That's Melbourne for you.
Yeah.
Can we get a bit more on that, to be honest?
I don't know how that works.
If I top it off bit by bit at a time, then people will line up behind me and they'll have to wait.
Yeah, that's really tough. Oh, that's really tough. Because tough people, you know, just do what they want and fuck the system.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Literally and figuratively, literally by fucking the government, entire New Zealand government.
That's what I do, making all the cunts tough.
Well, this government better be scared of us now the three of us have come together and united. Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
Today has been a good show.
It has been a great show. Yeah,
you know, I have loved having you around. I can't believe I got to meet my idols today as well.
Hey.
But it's the end of it. As you know, we're not Build-A-Bear, we are tough cats.
Yes, we are. Yeah. Shout out to my girls.
Shout out to Melbourne.
Shout out to Judith Collins.
What a tough cunt. Rubber boot vagina.
That was a Base Jump Comedy original. It's cooked.